It's Thursday, the 23rd of February, 8 a.m. I'm not going out. I'm standing inside the back door because it's snowing. Not only is it snowing, but you may just have made out there's a howling wind as well. That snow seems to be coming from the northeast. It's hard to tell the way it's swirling and swirling. No, it's changed direction now, see. So the wind's swirling all over the place. Not a lot of snow yet. I'm guessing it started maybe 5 or 6 in the morning. Lightly. So back from 2 weeks holiday in Spain. Back to reality. weather's been pretty poor. We got back Monday evening. Long line lazy day on Tuesday. Caught with things in the afternoon and then Wednesday. I did get out on the bike on Tuesday for an hour, though it was howling wind. I went out yesterday for an hour or so. Absolutely driving, howling westerly. But fortunately, no rain when I was out. It was quite a nice day apart from the howling wind. So I missed my bike. So as quick as I could get out, it's a good job I got out because there's probably little chance of getting out today if this keeps up whatsoever. So anyway, back from 2 weeks holiday, recharged the batteries in the sun. I have to say we were blessed, if you like, with glorious weather for 2 weeks. It's unbelievable. The day we arrived, it was 20 degrees. The following day was 23 degrees. I thought we were in the middle of summer. But the average for the fortnight was probably somewhere in the region of between 18 and 19 degrees. Once the sun got up, that is. It's all cool in the mornings. But anyway, it was great. It was a great break. And we both needed it, and we both thoroughly enjoyed the holiday. And we were both just getting back into the swing of things back home again. I put on about 5 pounds of weight. And I completely missed all my morning exercises that I normally do. And we did some walking, but nothing strenuous whatsoever. In fact, most of the time we were sitting in a car, driving about, enjoying the land sights. Anyway, so back to reality. It's the morning. Oh, my name is Blackbird. How are you? She's down for the porridge. I noticed yesterday she flew in the garden with her beak full of nesting material. And I thought, it's just crazy. You're far too early. She's far too early. But maybe she knows better than... Well, she probably does actually know better than us humans. So anyway, it's Mr. Blackbird, at least I think it is. Getting back to life as normal, you know. I'm trying to think of the expression I'm trying to use, or I want to use, and I can't think of it. Getting back to normal life from a holiday. Some people say that, oh, it's murder getting back. Oh, I hate this routine of normal life. But that is our life. And you've got to be home to go on holiday. You know, if you're away all the time, you're not on holiday, are you? Not really, no. You're living somewhere else. So, in a way, it's good to get back home and enjoy the comforts that we do have at home. This morning, the comforts I'm enjoying is a hot muggy tea and scent of heat. Ah, well. it's good to be back, you know. We did recharge the batteries. We came home both with the same expressions that it was a fantastic holiday, loved every minute, but glad to get back home, to our home. It's always good to have a home that you're happy to come back to. Even with all the wee things that might happen around about us that might annoy us, niggle us throughout the year, compared to what others have in life, you know, I guess most of us have all got a nice home, creature comforts, and someone who loves us, and that's pretty much not bad, is it? Really, it's not bad. Right, I'm off in. What a morning. Oh dear. Spring has I've got snowdrops up everywhere, I've got bulbs shooting up all over the garden, and I've got a mad blackbird building a nest. Wow. It's good to be home.